I'm Steve Pretz. I'm the Vice President of Channel Management with GEA Farm Technologies. GEA stands for Global Engineering Alliance. And GEA is one of the largest engineering companies in Germany. So the third largest manufacturer in Germany and about the fifth largest manufacturer in Europe. And we work with mainly food type of products, all the way from milking cows to powder plants to high technology solutions and food packaging. But we also have a big industrial equipment division that includes all the things from cooling towers for nuclear power plants all the way down to milking equipment.
Sounds pretty sophisticated, because tell me about the history of the company and the names associated way back when.
Right. Within the Farm Technologies division, the most familiar name in the United States is probably Surge, which was Babson Brothers Company. Westphalia was also a German brand of dairy farm equipment that had a lot of users in the U.S. And Westphalia was purchased by GEA around 1989. And in 1999, GEA Westphalia purchased Babson Brothers Company, which was marketed under the Surge trademark. Now, over time, we've added Norco barn equipment, as well as Huel manure equipment, to be what we call a total solution provider.
What are some of the new technologies, the innovations that are helping both cows and the milkers?
Well, that's what we really focus with here. I think most producers are, number one, concerned about the cow, and we're concerned about that too, her benefit and cow comfort, as well as milking technology. So the MI1 milking robot is a featured thing that we're showing for the second time here at Expo. We've released it for limited sale in the United States. But we've also got a lot of products like Cow Scout, which is an estrus detection system that can be used irregardless of the brand of milking equipment you have. It's completely standalone. And we also have the Apollo system, which post-dips the cow automatically as the unit comes off of the cow. And again, it's adaptable to nearly any brand of milking equipment. And we've also got some simple items like a curb-mounted lighting system to light the udder from below, and we call that a LumaCurb.
What has all this innovation done to productivity, to the performance of cows?
Well, you know, you travel around the world, I think that United States dairy producers are really acknowledged and sought after for innovation. But it's primarily driven now by the need to increase productivity per man. And that's where we're putting a lot of our efforts into now. For example, the MI1 robot and Apollo both reduce the needed required manpower to get the cow milked.
Let's talk about the pipeline and what's coming down. What discussion is there about what's ahead in innovations for dairymen?
The biggest product we'll be putting a lot of our effort to in the future will be unveiled here in about a month at EuroTier. And we really, the trade name is Dairy Pro Q. And we think it could nearly triple on large herds the number of cows milked per man hour. So that's where we're putting a lot of our emphasis, is in a completely new concept of cow milking to increase productivity on all sizes of dairy farms.